Good afternoon. The Arctic front, which brought dramatically colder air to the Midwest and Great Lakes over the course of the weekend, swept through the interior sections of New York and New England during the mid-morning hours. Temperatures peaked out in the 50s in many locations out ahead of the front, and now we're beginning to slide back through the 40s and 30s as we head deeper into the afternoon. We had rain showers, areas of fog, and black ice early this morning, which melted off thanks to the milder air. The fog has dissipated as the atmosphere is getting stirred up, and with the wind flipping around to the west-southwest behind the front and temperatures falling, we'll begin to see any leftover rain showers change over to snow showers before winding down. While most of the region will have drier weather heading into the evening and overnight hours, the lake effect areas will just begin to crank up. Lake effect snows will add up to 6 to 12 inches in many locations downwind of Lake Ontario, with isolated amounts of up to 1 to 2 feet. At the same time, with the wind picking up, temperatures will continue their slide through the 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day, then continue to drop after dark tonight. With high pressure building in, we'll have readings down close to zero by early tomorrow morning in many places. Not much of a recovery for the day tomorrow. Despite a little bit of sunshine, clouds will dominate. We'll have passing flurries and a few snow showers, with a better chance of heavier squalls toward Lake Ontario, and high temperatures staying in the single digits to near 10 above. That, combined with winds gusting at times over 25, 35, and even up to 40 miles per hour, will create wind chill values in the range of about 10 to 30 below zero. Wind chill advisories and warnings have been issued for parts of interior New York and New England for tonight and tomorrow. We'll begin to recover a bit on Wednesday, still on the cold side though, in the lower 20s with a mix of sun and clouds. Then sunshine will give way to some clouds on Thursday with a weak disturbance heading our way, perhaps a few snow showers by late in the evening as highs reach into the upper 20s. The next best chance for precipitation will be Thursday night and Friday morning, with some snow showers around, then a mix of sun and clouds in the middle 30s on Friday afternoon before a more potent disturbance heads our way for Friday night and Saturday. Right now it looks like milder air will flow in out ahead of this disturbance, so mainly rain or mixed precipitation to start the weekend, with highs on Saturday around 40 and again close to 40 as we dry things out on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, almost the entire country east of the Rocky Mountains is under either a wind chill advisory or a wind chill warning. Actual temperatures in the upper Midwest and northern plains are between 20 and 30 below zero, and wind chill values are as low as 60 below zero. Wind chill values are going to approach, if not fall below zero, all the way down to the Gulf Coast states. Freeze warnings are in effect for the Deep South all the way down to central Florida, where low temperatures will range from 25 to 31 degrees for a long duration overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning. In addition to the cold, snow is flying across parts of the Midwest, where winter storm warnings are in effect through the afternoon from Indianapolis points north into western Michigan and east into Ohio. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Hollywood and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 40 below zero at Embarrass and Babbitt, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain showers becoming windy with falling temperatures through the 40s by the end of the day, Boston increasing clouds near 40, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and temperatures continuing to slide back through the teens by the end of the day. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 71 set in 2007, and the record low 19 below zero in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:37 p.m., 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Windy and turning much colder through the afternoon, with any rain showers changing to snow showers as temperatures continue to fall through the 30s and 20s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold tonight with a few passing snow showers, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Rain showers winding down, perhaps a few snow showers as the wind picks up out of the west and temperatures start to fall. Readings will be in the upper 30s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, windy and continuing to turn colder through the afternoon with snow showers and heavier squalls in lake effect areas through the afternoon. Temperatures will continue to slide through the 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold tonight with snow showers and squalls, lows near 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain showers turning to a few snow showers later on in the afternoon as the wind shifts and it turns much colder through the day. Temperatures will continue to fall through the 40s and into the 30s by later this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, windy and turning colder through the afternoon, with any rain showers changing to snow showers through the day. Temperatures continue to slide through the 40s and 30s and into the 20s by early evening. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold tonight with a few passing snow showers, 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and bitter cold with passing snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls to the north and west, highs staying in the single digits above zero. A mix of sun and clouds, not nearly as cold Wednesday with highs in the lower 20s. Upper 20s on Thursday with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds. Morning snow showers Friday, then partly sunny in the middle 30s. On Saturday, rain or mixed precipitation near 40, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.